It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And the big hits just keep on coming for Mahmood Khan, Billboard number one charting artist, the first Asian to hit number one on the ARIA charts, as well as currently number one on the US iTunes jazz album charts. And we're chatting to him right now. Mahmood, thanks for taking some time out, mate, and coming on AusMade again.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt. It's really lovely to talk to you again, because it's like we have history now.
I know. We're becoming quite the radio buddies, aren't we? Things have been going well.
Things are excellent. Moving up fast. Things are awesome, yes.
And you've got awesome new stuff out, Mahmood. How did it all come about for you? So we've obviously got Imaginary Friend and the EP and stuff going on for you.
Yeah, well, last year, you know, after that big symphony record going number one on the classical charts, I sat down and I started to think, what do I need to do? And then I had the courage to decide to do a jazz record. And I recruited two old-timers, a couple of producers in the black music world and the Americas to help me put it together. And I've known them for 30 years, yeah. And they've worked with everybody, so they kind of produced it and co-wrote the album with me. So I'm really, really proud of working with them and then enticing them enough to get them on board, and now the results are pouring in. I'm really overwhelmed.
You've already had such incredible results, even off the back of your first album with over 6 million copies sold, but moving forward into different genres, is there anything that you can't do, Mahmood?
Well, it seems to be going well. I'm learning new things, and I think it's just experience when you get older, and sure. When you know more things, you get bigger courage to do things that I never dreamt of doing a jazz album, but here we are, you know.
But you've got dreams and they're coming true, and we've even seen you recently on the TV.
Yes, Channel 9 was really nice to put that together for me, because, you know, it's a big deal doing the jazz record. You know, last few albums have been my own genre, and we were calling it Oz pop and all that. But this time around, it's really simple. They ask me what genre it is. I say jazz. And then, you know, it all falls into place.
And what else is falling into place for you, Mahmood? What are we working on next?
Well, I am very excited. I'm doing this singer-songwriting festival, we call it. It's not really a festival. I'm calling it Singer-Songwriters Unearthed. So it's SSU. And it's a different take on a festival. We're paying for artists to come in to perform, and we'll help them, we'll mentor them. My aim is to find a Joni Mitchell or a John Denver or something like that. That's what I'm working on here right now.
Awesome. And what about music yourself? Have you got anything else, or are you just going to live with a bit of jazz for the moment?
No, I'm working on new stuff. I got a couple of extra things coming up. There's an acoustic album with just me and the guitar and an electric guitar, like a duo sort of an album. So that's coming. And, you know, you just got to keep working, got to keep developing my voice and my sensibilities and skills, you know.
Awesome, mate. Well, we think you're doing an absolutely awesome job. We're going to play one of your latest ones, Mahmood, Imaginary Friend. Really great chatting to you here on AusMade.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, buddy.